I thought I'd record a last minute, last thing at night audio boo just before I go to bed. I'm playing with some MP3s of audiobooks that I'm collecting for Beth's stay in hospital next week. It's amazing the number there are to choose from, either from our local library, which offers some that can be downloaded as Windows Media files for free, or of course you've got the massive selection on Audible. And clicking through, actually, it's amazing the prices. Some of them are 80 quid, but obviously they are sort of reduced in price during the introductory offers. Plenty to listen to though, and I've compiled a few, and hopefully I'll find some more as well. Of course, Radio 4 offers a massive number of programmes available on Listen Again as well, so we might make the most of that too. It's been a lovely day. It's gone quickly as before, as usual. Typical Friday stuff, although it was Beth, not my Beth, Beth the trainee's last day with the department, so we finished off with a little bit of a drink. And it was very enjoyable as well. It's funny, she really came out of herself on the last day. We had a couple of really interesting discussions while we were wandering around doing some long overdue work. And I really do wish her well for the future. Anyway, the weekend approaches. I better get myself to bed. And, oh, shush. That's the woman from the plinth. So we had a guy throwing tennis balls into the crowd. It was great watching him, actually. It was a nice bit of crowd interaction. Very sort of genteel, very simple, very effective, and fun as well. But there's some shouty woman now who's wearing a pink tutu, and I think she's very much into women's rights. I'm really enjoying the One Another plinth. It has mixed reactions from various people, but I'm very easily entertained. I very much appreciate the art form. And I shall continue to enjoy it and probably rant about it in further audio boos. Anyway, I've been going on for 2 minutes. Time for bed. CD's popped out, so I shall stop now. Have a lovely weekend if I don't speak to you before. Bye-bye.